Good morning, everyone. Assalamu alaikum. Wonderful. Peace be upon you, which is what Assalamu alaikum means in the Arabic language. Thank you very much for the invitation to be here with you to share a Muslim perspective of Jesus. Peace be upon him. Muslim belief in Jesus as a prophet of God is better understood in the context of the primary message of Islam, which Muslims believe is the continuation of the monotheistic Abrahamic tradition's belief in one God. Islam has three major dimensions: beliefs, ritual practices, and the goal and effort to improve one's character and actions that is best exemplified through service. One of the beliefs of Islam is the belief in prophets, human beings that were chosen by God to convey God's message to humanity. Muslims believe that the first prophets were Adam and Eve, and that the final was the Prophet Muhammad, who was born in Mecca in 570 and dies in Medina in 632. In between them, Muslims believe, are tens of thousands of other prophets who were chosen by God to convey God's message for a particular time and place. One of those prophets, according to Muslim teachings, was Jesus, son of Mary. Peace be upon them both. God says in Quranic chapter 2, verse 136, "We believe in God and the revelation given to us, and to Abraham, Ishmael, Isaac, Jacob, and the tribes, and that given to Moses and Jesus, and that given to all the prophets from their Lord. We make no distinction between any of them, and to God we have surrendered ourselves." The prophethood of Jesus was unique in many ways, according to Islamic tradition. According to the primary sources of Islam, which consist of both the Quran, which Muslims believe is the revealed word of God, and hadith, recordings, recorded sayings and actions of the Prophet Muhammad and his early companions. First, his birth was miraculous, like that of Adam and Eve. According to the Quran, Jesus was born to Mary, who was a virgin, in whose womb God breathed life. Jesus was also made known to be a prophet to his mother Mary at both his conception and at birth. Jesus also spoke as a baby in his cradle in defense of his mother's purity. He was chosen by God to preach among his people to both Jews and Gentiles. He performed many miracles through the aid of God. And while he had few followers in his disciples, he was mostly rejected by his people and finally taken by God to heaven, where he awaits his return to live out the rest of his life. On Jesus' miraculous birth, God says in the Quran, chapter 3, verse 59, "The likeness of Jesus in God's sight is as the likeness of Adam. God created Adam from dust, then said to him, 'Be,' and he was." On Mary's birth and purity, in the Quran, Mary's story begins while she is still in her mother's womb. God says in Quranic chapter 3, verses 35 to 37, "The mother of Mary said, 'O God, I dedicate to your service that which is in my womb. Accept it from me. You alone are the hearer, the knower.' And when she was delivered of the child, she said, 'O God, I have given birth to a female child. God knows best of what she has delivered. The male is not like the female, and I have named her Mary. Protect her and her descendants from Satan, the outcast.' God accepted her with full acceptance and vouchsafed to her a goodly growth and entrusted her to the care of Zechariah. Whenever Zechariah went into the room where Mary was, he found that she had food. He said, 'O Mary, where is this food from?' She answered, 'It is from God. God is without stint to whom he will.' Also in Quranic chapter 21, verse 91, God says, "And remember her," speaking of Mary, who guarded her chastity. "We breathed her of our spirit, and we made her and her son a sign for all people." On Jesus being born to Mary, who was a virgin, in Quranic chapter 3, verses 45 to 47, God says, "When the angel said, 'O Mary,' God gives the glad tidings of a word from him, whose name is the Messiah, Jesus, son of Mary, illustrious in this world and in the hereafter, and one of those who will be brought near to God. He will speak to humankind in his cradle and in his manhood, and he is of the righteous." She said, "God, how shall I have a child when no man has touched me?" God replied, "Such is the will of God. He creates what he will. When he decrees a thing, he only says, 'Be,' and it is." Amen. Also in Quranic chapter 19, verses 16 to 21, God says, "Relate in the book the story of Mary, when she withdrew from her family to a place in the east. She screened herself from them. Then we sent to her our spirit, the angel Gabriel, and he appeared before her as a man without fault. She said, 'I seek refuge in God from you. Do not come near me if you fear God.' He said, 'I'm only a messenger from God to announce to you the gift of a pure son.' She said, 'How shall I have a son when no man has ever touched me, and I'm not unchaste?' He said, 'So it will be,' God says, 'This is an easy thing for me, and we shall make him a sign for humankind and a blessing from us. It was a matter decreed.'" On Jesus speaking as a baby in his cradle, in chapter 19, verses 27 to 34, God says, "At length she brought the infant to her people, carrying him in her arms. They said, 'O Mary, truly an amazing thing you have brought.' Then Mary pointed to him. They said, 'How can we talk to a child in the cradle?' Jesus then spoke out and said, 'I am indeed a servant of God. He has given me the scripture and appointed me a prophet.'" God has made me blessed wherever I may be. And enjoined on me prayer and charity as long as I live. He has made me kind to my mother and not overbearing or wicked. So peace on me the day I was born, the day that I die, and the day that I shall be raised up to life again." Such was Jesus, the son of Mary. It is a statement of truth about which they vainly dispute. In reference to the status of Jesus as a messenger among messengers, in chapter 4, verse 163, God said, "We sent revelation upon you." He's speaking to Muhammad now. "And we sent it upon Noah and the prophets after him, as we sent revelation upon Abraham and Ishmael and Isaac and Jacob and the tribes and Jesus and Job and Jonah and Aaron and Solomon, and we gave David the Psalms." In chapter 5, verse 46, God says, "And in the messenger's footsteps we sent Jesus, son of Mary, confirming that which was revealed before him, and we bestowed upon him the gospel. Therein is guidance and a light, confirming what was revealed before it in the Torah, a guidance and an admonition to those who fear God." In reference to Jesus' unique mission, in Quranic chapter 2, verse 87, God says, "We gave Jesus, the son of Mary, clear signs and strengthened him with the Holy Spirit." In chapter 3, verses 48 to 50, God says, "And God will teach Jesus the scripture and wisdom and the Torah and the gospel. And God will appoint him a messenger to the Israelites. He will say, I have come to you with a sign from God. From clay I will make for you the likeness of a bird. I shall breathe into it, and by God's leave it shall become a living bird. By God's leave I shall give sight to the blind, heal the leper, and raise the dead from life. I shall tell you what you eat and what you store up in your homes. Surely that will be a sign for you, if you are believers. I come to confirm the Torah that has already been revealed and to make lawful to you some of the things you were forbidden. I bring a sign to you from God, so fear God and obey me. Regarding his followers, Jesus' followers, in chapter 3, verse 52, God says, when Jesus found disbelief on their part, he said, who will be my helpers in God's work? The disciples said, we will be God's helpers. We believe in God and bear witness that we have surrendered unto him, God. And in chapter 61, verse 14, God says, O believers, by God's helpers, be God's helpers. When Jesus, son of Mary, said to his disciples, who will come with me to the help of God? They replied, we are God's helpers. And a party of the children of Israel believed, while a party disbelieved. Then we strengthened those who believed against their enemy, and they became the ones who prevailed. On Jesus' miracles, chapter 5, verses 110 to 115, God says, then God will say, O Jesus, son of Mary, remember my favor to you and to your mother, how I strengthen you with the Holy Spirit, so that you spoke to the people in the cradle and in maturity, and how I taught you the scriptures and wisdom and the Torah and the gospel, and how you shaped the bird out of clay by my leave, how you healed the blind and cured the leper by my leave, and how you raised the dead by my leave, and how I restrained the children of Israel from harming you when you came to them with clear signs, and the unbelievers among them said, this is nothing but clear magic. And when I inspired the disciples, saying, believe in me and my messenger, they said, we believe and bear witness that we have surrendered. When the disciples said, O Jesus, son of Mary, is God able to send down for us a table spread with food from heaven? He said, observe your duty to God if you are true believers. They said, the disciples, we wish to eat, therefore, that we may satisfy our hearts and know that you have spoken truth to us. Amazing. And that we may be witnesses. God said, I will send it down. This is, of course, referring to the Last Supper, which is described in the Quran. Still needing proof that he's a messenger, which is really interesting. On Jesus' return to God, in Quranic chapter 3, verse 55, God says, and remember when God said, O Jesus, I will take you and raise you to myself, and am cleansing you of those who disbelieve, and am setting those who follow you above those who disbelieve until the day of resurrection. Then to me you will all return, and I shall judge between you on that which you disputed. And finally, on Jesus' return to earth, all accounts of this matter, Muslims believe that Jesus is not dead, he's still alive, and that he will return. All accounts of this matter appear in authoritative traditions or hadith. It is believed by Muslims that Jesus will return and establish God's monotheistic message on earth for a period of time until his death. Now, where Islam differs from Christianity is in the belief of the divinity of Jesus, his sharing of power with God or the concept of the Trinity, and his crucifixion and its meaning. The Quran asserts that it only seemed like Jesus was crucified and that God miraculously took him up to God himself. This is mentioned throughout the Quran. In one of the verses in Quranic chapter 4, verse 157, God says, and because of their boasting that they slew the Messiah, Jesus, son of Mary, God's messenger, they slew him not, nor crucified him, but it appeared so to them. And those who disagree concerning it are in doubt thereof. They have no knowledge, therefore, except pursuit of conjecture. They slew him not for certain. While Christianity asserts that Jesus died in order to redeem the original sin of mankind, or human sins as a whole. Muslims believe in God's grace and guidance in the form of prophetic revelation and say that individual human effort and faith in God are sufficient for redemption and salvation. And we can talk further about these differences in the question and answer hour. But as you can see by my sermon today, that Muslims have much in common with Christians in very fundamental beliefs, which with deeper understanding, reflection, and dialogue can be a source of brotherhood and sisterhood working together towards peace in this world. May the love and respect both faith have for Jesus be a source of good and harmony between Muslims and Christians, and may Christians and Muslims work together to promote understanding and peace in this world. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Amen.